Here's something we might want to talk about, the various ethnic groups, because you have Vietnamese, you have Latinos, Eastern European groups, Native Americans, we have African Americans, and they all come with their own traditions.
Yes, they do.
Can you talk about that?
Well, we have been honored to serve several different ethnic groups here in Tulsa. And I'm just amazed. I love learning about the reasons they do certain things. And one of the groups that we've been serving most of is called the Hmong. They are the indigenous people of Laos, Cambodia. There's a large population here in Tulsa. And they require 3 days of the body lying in state with eating and drinking and kind of a celebration in a way. And then they go to the cemetery, which is a very quiet private family affair. But for 3 days, they really have quite a big vigil. So we tried that at the funeral home, and that was a disaster because they take up the whole space for 3 days. We're not used to that. So we found a place for them to do this now, and so we work with them on casketing the body, you know, taking care of the body. Then they go have their celebration, then we take them to the cemetery the next day, and it's real rewarding to be able to help them. Another group that has come to us are the Muslims in Tulsa, and that's been a learning curve for all of us. They do a very separate type of thing where we take the body to the mosque, and they have ritual washing and blessing of the body and prayers. And then we go back to the mosque. We're not allowed inside, but we go back to the mosque. We load the body in the hearse, and then we go to their cemetery, which is in Bixby, and they bury the same day the person dies, if possible. Native Americans, I know we used to take several bodies to the reservation where they lived and leave the body there for like maybe a day or two and then do the burial.
The Jewish community, too, they don't embalm, do they, at all?
No, normally they don't.
And so that funeral is held within
a matter of hours afterwards, except they can.
Days and hours, Now, we have low temperature, what's called low temperature, where we can keep the body in kind of like if you would think of a refrigerated area. So we can keep the body, if it's the weekend or if it's inconvenient, like with a snowstorm, we can keep the body longer and then do the burial as soon as we can. But, you know, there are some regulations, too, now with the medical examiner. You have to jump through some hoops to follow those regulations for cremation and for burial. So there's a time frame in there.